Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday. It's 10 a.m. Mountain Time. That means it's time for Tom and Shane. And we're happy to be here with you. Hey, don't forget to subscribe, hit the notification bell, ring the bell, like us, leave a comment. YouTube puts a lot of weight on that. And we'll see if they can move us up in the search rankings and all of that stuff so you can find us a little easier. Also, if you like to support us monetarily, we're on Patreon. Link to the description below. So by all means, go ahead and check that out. We'll be happy to have you as a Patreon person. And also, of course, we do this with StreamYard, and we would appreciate you checking that out in the description below as usual. So this morning, we are talking about illegal immigration and what that costs you, and the price is a heavy one. Shane, thanks for joining us, and boy, we have we've got nearly a million people with the Border Patrol encounters at the southwest border. That's just so far, the year's only half over. What the hell's going on?
Well, it's the policy of the government of the United States to allow anyone to enter your country. And even with the Title 42, which we've discussed, being held up in the courts, he still refute laws to the people coming over. That they came over throughout the COVID issue without masks, no vaccinations, being sick, being sent around your country. The policy is horrific. The aspects of how bad they are terrible.
Yeah. In fact, illegal immigrants released into the state so far that at least we know about 836,000. They're being shipped around in the dead of night to cities and states where the governors don't want them to be there. Don't want them sent without, you know, local permission, because they're going to be taken care of by someone. So,
well, it becomes a matter of you know, local and state and federal policy, because the care of individuals, particularly people that are new to your country illegally, it's a split cost, because they're making every effort they can. They got there illegal, so they'll try and get benefits illegally. Mm-hmm. So they'll apply for city, state, and federal grants and benefits and scam the system. I mean, you start scamming, you're not going to stop scamming once you get somewhere.
No, I don't think so. Well, one of the questions I have, Shane, that we've got to talk about is, why not just stay in Mexico? I mean, the weather's good. You got water on both coasts. You got plenty of hotels to work in, plenty of landscaping to do. Why do we have to trek thousands of miles across Mexico to get to the United States? Is Mexico racist? Do they just not like Haitians or El Salvadorans or Honduran or whoever else is coming this direction?
Well, because of the drug cartels and also the failure of the government, which is terribly corrupt, the Mexican country is coming close to being a failed state. The upper class is primarily of Spanish descent. The middle class is a mixture of indigenous people and Spaniards, and the lower class are a mixture of immigrants from other countries. Their unemployment rate is terrible. Their currency is in trouble. The only benefit they have is a government-owned, oil company that's poorly run and corrupt. There's nothing good about staying in Mexico other than the climate and the, basically cheap Mexican food because of, it's just the historical traditions of it. Yeah. And it's the same food a lot of people eat, but they don't want to go there because they're most important. There's no benefits.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
There's no, well, you didn't say that, but there's no benefits. There aren't. There's no benefits.
Yeah. No, there aren't. Yeah.
There's no unemployment benefits. There's no medical benefits. There's no child benefits. There's no rent benefits, clothing. There's not free clothing. You know, like 60% of the clothes that North Americans, Canadians, and Americans give up free to be turned over to be given away 60% of it's thrown away. It's buried because there's no one where to, to use it, and the cost to ship it to other countries is not worth it. So I mean, there's a list quite long of why people don't want to stay in Mexico.
And
the real estate in Mexico is the same as it is, you know, the primary or Mexican real estate's gone. Secondary or regional areas are gone. So there's very little real estate or places to buy. You're going to end up living in a lean-to or a tent, which is what you came from.
Yeah. Not much better. Well, let's talk about some of the costs, because we got $4.6 billion in health services paid for by federal taxes. You got $2.8 billion financed by state and local taxpayers. You've got $3 billion bankrolled through cost shifting, and that's where higher payments are incurred by patients to cover hospital care of uninsured people. And as we all know, Medicare is not going to change their prices. So these hospitals are in real dire straits because of this lack of money pouring in. We got $1.5 billion in physician and charity costs. And how much money did we send to the Ukraine, Shane? We got $59 billion to educate these kids with a 98% through property taxes and local school levels. And in most cases, the schools can't handle the increase of the students.
Well, you're heading towards $100 billion you've sent. The Ukraine, the last was $40 billion, but more importantly, all the COVID money that was sent out to the states because of what happened back in 1920 and 21 hasn't been spent, so it's still sitting in the coffers. Interesting aspect of this money that was sent to all these states at their behest and because of the Biden administration, it didn't have a direct or they didn't have directions of how to spend it, meaning it wasn't specified as to what it would be spent on.
True.
It was just COVID relief. So that means all this money sitting in these coffers, bank accounts, whatever you want to call them, of states and their departments are there to be utilized for these sort of things. Now it's going to become very aware that was intended. And ultimately, I expect a lot of this money that was meant for COVID will go to immigrants, illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. That's where it's going to go. And that's what their plan was.
Yeah. Yeah. More people have been apprehended illegally crossing the U.S. border this fiscal year than any year since 2009, Shane. I mean, I can't imagine Mexico has to clean up the trail of trash and other things that were left by these people as they come along, and where they get food, where they get clothing, where they get their bathroom facilities. There aren't any I would think Mexico would say, hey, you're not coming through here, you know, and trashing our country, but I don't know, they seem to.
Well, there's always a cost, and to stop something like this and prevent it, there's always a cost involved. On the other side of it, there's money. Mm-hmm. And look, the people making the money are the drug infested people in Mexico. And they're the ones charging most, they're the ones being paid by most of these people to get through Mexico. Mm-hmm. And, from what the news is saying, they're making anywhere from $500 to $1 billion a day, some ridiculous number. Moving all these people for between $2,000 and $8,000 a person or child. Mm-hmm. And most of them are going to end up working for the cartels in the United States in their drug business or their sex business or, prostitution and so forth. So at the end of this terrible thunderstorm and lightning is a bigger tragedy. It's a forest fire of people being forced into a situation they can neither afford and think that somehow they'll end up with a better life or their children will, and in fact they won't. The drug and prostitution trade is a becomes a generational thing. It moves from one generation to the next. You can't make a break from it without literally being taken somewhere else or away from it. So,
yeah.
You know, ultimately the children of these people will all be some way involved in drugs and prostitution and or gambling, whatever the cartels want to be in. But they're the ones in charge. They're paying off the government of Mexico. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Well, yeah, human trafficking, women and children and whatever. During the Obama administration, they separated children and adults at the borders for three very specific reasons. And a lot of people don't realize why the kids were in cages, so to speak, Shane. People don't understand the three reasons why. The first reason is they've got to make sure that the person accompanying the child is a guardian or a legal parent and not a child trafficker. The second reason is they've got to make sure that the child isn't being abused mentally, physically, or sexually by the adult. And the third reason is that the adult has to make sure that the adult is not wanted for a crime either in the United States or in their own country. So it's for the protection of the children. They had a 20-day rule, but of course you can't do that when you got thousands coming across, because once Biden opened the borders, then all bets are off. So,
well, this isn't new to your country.
It's a mess.
It's not new to your country. After the Civil War in 1865 to 1870, over 1 million African Americans migrated from the southern states to the northern states. Mm-hmm. And then again, between 1916 and 1970, because of the outright racism in the South, 6 million African Americans migrated from the southern states to other parts of your country. That's one of the largest migrations, not just in your country, it's the largest, but mm-hmm. one of the largest migrations that has occurred in the world voluntarily.
Yeah.
The India had a bigger one when they swapped, and after they left the British Empire, and the Buddhists and Hindus stayed in India, and the Muslims moved to Pakistan. But it's a huge situation where moving people in a country becomes difficult. In yours, it's not. I mean, you basically are a country of people moving. Mm-hmm. We've seen that in the last 5 years because of taxes and COVID and the price of things. I mean, an apartment in Manhattan's $1 million and a home in Texas is $500 with no taxes. Mm-hmm. Why would you live in?
Yeah.
I mean, most people we've learned can live at home or work at home.
Yeah.
With migrants, the other difficulty you have, of course, always is work. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much that they take work from other people for less. The point is they take the starting work away from people.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's a kid out of a high school or it's an underprivileged child from a middle or lower class, having someone come in and take a job that you would like to, as a first level entrance into the workforce for less money becomes, it's a hack job. And mm-hmm. That's the hardest thing about this is all the, unexpected coincidences, and conditions and difficulties that these people are caused. And look, it's an invasion. This mm-hmm. is going to end up being 3 to 5 million people.
Oh, and, it's more than that. It's got to be more than that. I mean,
talking known. I'm talking known.
Yeah.
1,100,000 people come knowingly into your country.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have that many people can change your country. And whether the Democrats think it'll be to their benefit or not, they're the ones you're going to find out. Be careful what you wish for, right?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Well, as everybody knows, Biden also stopped the border wall. The border wall planks are sitting down there rusting away on the border in big piles. And I was wondering what other countries do, Shane. India, for example, they're constructing a wall on their border to restrict Bangladesh from coming over to stop illegal immigration and smuggling and terrorists and everything else. China is putting up a wall to keep North Korea out. I mean, what? I guess it's a sad state of affairs when China is better than North Korea. I don't know about that. Egyptian forces, they've got barbed wire chain link fence along the border to prevent more Palestinians over there. And, you know, in our country, we like the airplane method, works best. You secure your own mask before you help others. And we've got all these people that, you know, we're supposed to help. But yet we're spending money all around the world that we could spend here for training programs or anything else to educate people or to get people mental health if they need it. You know, the ACLU turned everybody loose back in the 70s. You know, if someone was picked up and they demonstrated to a competent professional they were mentally unstable, they were put in an institution, and they were all let out in the 70s.
All right. Well, that was the big push by the Kennedys because of what happened to their daughter in a mental institution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And drugs. You know, doctors were convinced that the majority of these people were schizophrenic, and medications had been developed by pharmaceuticals to what they said would manage that. And for the most part, that's been the case. But it's something you have to do voluntarily is take medication, mm-hmm. especially yeah. if it's oral medication.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to take it, which you're required to, you know, I take a medicine every day that I'm required to for my thyroid, Synthroid, mm-hmm.
yeah.
to stay alive. If I don't take sure. it, I die.
Sure, yeah.
But the long and the short of it is what we're talking about is how many people are going to come? Well, 55% of Mexico was acquired by the U.S. after the Mexican Civil War in 1849. Mm-hmm. They probably want it back. You know, I'm not sure that a lot of these people will necessarily not. They might be sent somewhere north, but they may be, you know, end up in those southern states or southwestern states, Oklahoma, Arizona, mm-hmm. Utah, Nevada, Colorado, Southern yeah. California, Arizona, mm-hmm. and so forth.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
because they're basically, that's all Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, like,
oh, yeah. Well, I remember when I lived in San Diego, they would have somebody got together and had some kind of a march for that they wanted part of California back. And the march was just vilified by everybody because they were carrying Mexican flags. So the next march, they had all American flags when they were marching. So, I mean, it didn't matter. But yeah, they wanted Mexico back, or they wanted California back. They wanted Texas back, you know, all of that area that they lost. And so, yeah.
Well, Texas is the only state that was ceded as a country, not a territory. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So under their constitution, they're the only ones that can leave, you know, mm-hmm. the rest of the state. You know, like we always talk about a state bankrupting, going back, you can't.
Yeah.
They'd have to refinance their debt and so forth.
Yeah.
It's the same in this case, too. All these states have been accepted through a process, you know, that your constitution mm-hmm. provides. So
yeah.
They're not going anywhere. I mean, I guess if your country broke up, they could. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but.
Yeah.
The bottom line to what we're talking about mm-hmm. is the sheer numbers of people that mm-hmm. believe that there's an American dream here for them. And, you know, that American dream has always been there for people that mm-hmm. three things that are educated, work hard, and you know, have a family. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, those are the three preeminent things required for a stable American nuclear family. Mm-hmm. They're not all going to find that here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the failed reality and the failed policy of your present government. And it's quite harsh, but.
Yeah, it is. I don't understand. People don't seem to realize the cost of this is astronomical. It's all over the place. All these people, you got to feed them, you got to clothe them, you got to house them. You know, the cost is just off the charts, but we really don't feel that pain. You know, our taxes are relatively the same. Our property taxes, you know, that's the one thing. The property taxes go up dramatically because of the cost of everything else. And then when you got gas prices and everything else, we feel that more than we feel illegal immigration. And in our two areas, I'm in Montana, you're in Canada. You know, if we were in San Diego or Los Angeles or Phoenix or Austin or, you know, Dallas or Fort Worth, we'd feel it much more than we do in our present places.
Well, anybody that's traveled will understand what we're talking about. And yeah. it's called cultural shock. Mm-hmm. If you travel to other countries that you're not familiar with or haven't been to a similar country and you arrive, you find like it's a cultural shock. The biggest one mm-hmm. for me was India, for every reason: the climate, the people, and the smell, all the food. All it was mm-hmm. a huge mm-hmm. cultural shock. So all these people that are coming illegally are going to be faced with a cultural shock.
Right.
And that cultural shock is, you know, you, all of a sudden you're sent off to a different type of climate, a more arid, irritable climate, not a tropical one. And you know, there's seasons. There's winter. Yeah. So it's not summer all year round.
Yeah,
The food is different and costs a lot more than where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work to survive. I mean, in tropical yeah. climates, you don't necessarily have to work. You just have to find food, which there's right. an abundance of. I mean, it grows yeah. everywhere. Mm-hmm. It grows everywhere in the trees or in the bushes above ground. And there's all kinds of fish or food mm-hmm. in rivers or creeks or the ocean, mm-hmm. all of which is free. You can grow it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all of a sudden, you don't have any of these choices that you've had all your life. Mm-hmm. You have now new ones. And so it becomes a horrific burden when people start starving.
Yeah.
you know, literally in the streets for yeah. a democracy, a republic like yours to go through what, you know, I mean, it's not mm-hmm. something, you don't really have a protocol for starving millions.
Yeah.
I mean, America has a lot of protocols to care for mm-hmm. people. But not one no. for literally hundreds of thousands of people starving. I mean, it's just not something, mm-hmm. you know, you've ever, you know, you've tried to manage it through state, local, and federal programs, or, you know, to provide for that. But all of this you're faced with over the next 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mentioned the drugs earlier. The U.S. Border Patrol seized 240 tons of stuff in 2018, Shane, and January of this year, 650 pounds of fentanyl and methamphetamines and whatever, you know, for big bucks. And, you know, that's another huge cost because, you know, we've had well over hundreds of thousands of people have overdosed on this stuff. The past
a year, over 100,000 a year.
Yeah, per year. Yeah, it's off the charts, ridiculous.
You know, we saw this before in the 16th, 17th century and into the 18th, 19th century with China and the opium trades.
Mm-hmm.
This is another example of China's war against the West, particularly the United States. China's poisoning your country. This is being moved by the cartels in Mexico.
Oh yeah,
me.
Sure.
It's all coming from China. Mm-hmm. They're giving it away because it's a mm-hmm. political it's a political policy of theirs to destroy America. I mean, that's sure. what they want. So the only way out of this is what happened in the late 70s and mm-hmm. the 80s, with particularly the Reagan administration. You know, you got to educate children.
Yeah.
How terrible all these things are. You've got to teach them that your body produces natural drugs like adrenaline for mm-hmm. you to sustain excitement and joy and pleasure. You don't need some outside mm-hmm. chemical or poison to mm-hmm. enhance your level of experience of love, lust, pleasure, joy, and happiness.
Yeah.
That's what has to be taught. But they're mm-hmm. so busy teaching about radical theories of, you know, racism, yeah. And bisexuality and trisexuality and, you know, all these other things that are create, what it does is it creates more confusion. And quite honestly, and I'll say this, I hope this goes viral. What they're teaching your children in school causes people to go to drugs because it confuses them. Yeah. Telling someone they're not good, telling them they're a racist, telling them they're a girl when they're a boy, introducing them to BDSM now apparently, and sex toys and all this stuff, and you know, let's talk about your genitals. That's what drives children younger and younger to drugs. It does. Yeah. They're so confused. They want some quietness in their life. And, you know, the drug dealers will use any argument, be it get excited, get high, get, want to go party. Or, gee, if you just want to calm down and not think about all of this.
Yeah, we got the answer.
That's right. It's a horrific state that is in the next generation's comeuppance. And I hope that that someone steps in and creates a clear policy of education in your country to save whatever they're going to call the after the Z generation.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a sad situation. So. Well, I need to remind everybody we're on radio. We're every Saturday, 8 to 11, Mountain Time. You can listen to us anywhere in the world, KMMSAM.com. Click listen now. That's all you have to do. There's nothing to join, no signups, no email, no nothing. All you got to do is click and listen to us. And if you'd like to sample some of our past shows, they're all at KMMSAM.com. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be taken over there to check that out. So, what could be more fun than that, Shane? Than we're right there, ready to go, man. So, yeah, it's pretty much fun. So, yeah, so. All right, I guess that's going to wrap it up for us, Shane. So, thanks so much for being here.
Always a pleasure.
Really appreciate that, as always. We're happy to provide this every Tuesday and Thursday and Saturday radio, of course. So yeah. Don't forget, KMMSAM.com. It's on the crawl right there. Write it down. Learn it, live it, learn it, love it. you'll enjoy it for sure. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for us, everybody. Hey, thanks for watching. We'll be back on Thursday with another podcast, and we will see you then. Thanks for watching. Bye for now.